Good morning. It is June 4th, 2018. This year is going by fast. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Anyway, hope you're doing well. Hope you had a great weekend. Been super busy taking on new projects, adding new team members. All that's fun. Fun stuff. Wanted to talk about the holding a grudge. I had to deal with a pretty big blow this year, and it made me really want to hold the grudge. And what I know and what I realize, but is harder to implement and actually incorporate into your life, is not holding on to a grudge. Like, a grudge makes you feel safer in the moment, but ultimately leads to more of the same pain that you're really trying to avoid. Again, like, I'll repeat it. Sometimes we want to hold a grudge because we feel like the grudge, holding a grudge, is going to make us better off. It does make you feel safer, but in the end, creates more of the same pain that you are trying to avoid. It's true. I mean, just think about any time you held a grudge. Anytime you held any kind of anger, towards somebody, it's not, conducive to creating a positive life. And it really, what is the result? I mean, what are your options if you do hold that grudge? Is your life going to be better? Yes or no? And you will 100% say no. But there's a little voice inside you that says, no, you will, and you're going to be safer, and you feel safer in the moment by holding a grudge. You protect your feelings, because that's what we do. You try to really protect your feelings, and in the end, experience more of the same pain, because you trap that pain inside you, and you never really process it or let it go. So anyway, I encourage you to let go today. If you have or are holding on to a grudge, do it. Let go. It's going to make your life better. I promise. Thanks for listening. Have a good day. Have a great day. And have a great week. Talk to you soon.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.